Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. To God be all the glory. We want that, and we pray that that fresh fire fall on us today. Hallelujah. Somebody need another touch from the God above. Somebody, glory be to God, have tuned in today to say they need to hear from God. I'm excited about this midweek time that we have together, knowing that God is going to speak to us today in a mighty way. My name is Pastor Anthony Simmons. Hallelujah. We welcome you to our midweek virtual sanctuary. Hallelujah. To God be all the glory. To God be all the glory. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, we thank you as we enter into your sanctuary on today, Lord, that you will minister to our hearts and our minds and our spirits. Lord, come afresh and anew into our lives. Impart into us what you want to, Father God, deposit in us on today. And we thank you and praise you in advance. We give you glory in advance, and we honor you in advance for what you're about to do during these next few moments together. So, Lord, we say hold back and rebuke the hand of the adversary, the enemy, Satan, the Lord, rebuke you. We thank you for a smooth audio and video, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And as the people call in, use their text or technological devices, Lord, we thank you, hallelujah, that the clarity and everything would go according to your will. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, hallelujah. Pastor, I love that song at the outset, Holy Ghost, let your fire fall on me.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. The Bible says that when John was baptized and they came and asked who he was, and he said, one is coming after me who will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. So I thank God that we are going to be set on fire today, and I believe God is going to move, not by might, not by power, but by his spirit. To God be all glory. Hallelujah. People of God, text somebody, tweet somebody, email somebody, give them this phone number and tell them to tune in. I know when I was home on vacation that there was not a lot on television that was edifying my spirit. So I thank God for this midweek, midday service that we offer. Thanks be to God. So after the next praise and worship song that you hear, we're going to hear from our very own Pastor Rebecca Simmons as she declared the word of the Lord over our lives on today. Hallelujah. To God be all the glory.
I'm not afraid to
Hallelujah. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. I've got the joy of the Lord way down on the inside of me. Hallelujah. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God and we praise God. Why don't you go ahead and praise God? Hallelujah. Now, if you're at work, don't go ahead. Don't go out there shouting at your desk, but go ahead and give God some praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Give God some glory. Give him some honor. He is worthy of the praise. And we have the joy of the Lord. Amen. No matter what's going on in life, there's a joy way down on the inside of me that keeps me smiling, that keeps me moving forward. Hallelujah. Well, there is a word from the Lord. There is a word from the Lord. Grab your Bibles or even go to your computer and open your Bible to the book of John, John chapter 18. John chapter 18. And I'll be reading verses 1 through 11. John 18. Verses 1 through 11. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is so good, and he's worthy to be praised. And I just magnify his name on today. I magnify his name on today. Hallelujah. With everything in me, I rejoice and I praise God for life and life more abundantly on today. John 18. Verses 1 through 11, and it reads, when Jesus had spoken these words, he went forth with his disciples over the brook Cedron, where was a garden, into the which he entered and his disciples, and Judas also, which betrayed him, knew the place, for Jesus oft times resorted thither with his disciples. Judas then, having received a band of men and officers from the chief priests and Pharisees, cometh thither with lanterns and torches and weapons. Jesus therefore, knowing all things that should come upon him, went forth and said unto them, whom seek ye? They answered him, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus said unto them, I am he. And Judas also, which betrayed him, stood with them. As soon as he had said unto them, I am he, they went backward and fell to the ground. Then ask he them again, whom seek ye? And they said, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus answered, I have told you I am he. Whom I am he. I have told you, Jesus answered, verse 8, I have told you that I am he. If therefore ye seek me, let these go their way, that the saying might be fulfilled, which he spake, of them thou gavest me, have I lost none. Then Simon Peter, having a sword, drew it, and smote the high priest's servant, and cut off his right ear. The servant's name was Malchus. Then said Jesus unto Peter, put up thy sword into the sheath. The cup which my Father hath given me, shall I not drink it? The cup which my Father hath given me, shall I not drink it? Let us pray. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you, and we magnify your name on today. This is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. God, we thank you for life on today. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your word. God, I ask that you will speak Father God, through the power of your Holy Ghost, through me, your woman servant, as I break the bread of life over the ear gates of the people on today, God. And I ask, Father God, that you will anoint this word, Father God, that it will, Father God, bear forth too, oh God, that it will save souls and change lives and set the captives free, open the eyes of the blind, encourage the discouraged, oh God. And Father God, fill those who hear it with joy. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for this time that you have allowed us to come together. And we, at the end of this time, will be ever so careful to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. And it's in the precious, matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 I want you to just say to yourself, just touch yourself on the chest and say to yourself, God is using this. God is using this. This. Amen. God is using this. So often, even during these times of what the world would call a recession, we find ourselves going through turbulent and trying times. And even if it's not a recession as far as our money is concerned, sometimes we find ourselves in a recession, a place of lack, a place of turbulence, a hard place in the area of marriage or maybe in the area of ministry, or perhaps some of you may be going through a recession with communication, as far as your children are concerned, but there are storms brewing on the horizon in so many of our lives, where we wake up in the morning and stress tries to jump on us and tries to consume us. Sometimes anxiety comes in, but we thank God that he tells us not to be anxious for anything, but to cast our cares on Jesus, because Jesus cares for us. And it's just so powerful, as I was reading this text in the book of John chapter 18, on how God began to minister to me through this particular text. I had just come out of John 17, where Jesus prayed for the disciples, and he prayed that God would not take the disciples out of the world, but that God would protect them while they were in the world. He prayed for the disciples that were walking with him, but not only did he pray for the disciples that were walking with him over 2,000 years ago, but he prayed for those of us who would believe as a result of the testimony of the disciples that were walking with Jesus. There was a prayer that went forth all of those years ago for you, and there was a prayer that went forth for me where Jesus prayed, and he said, God, don't only protect these that are with me, but protect and keep those who will believe as a result of their witness. And I thank God for the prayers of Jesus Christ on today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So many times we go and we make reference to the scripture that tells us that Jesus is sitting at the right hand of the Father interceding for us. And, you know, that just makes me so happy to know that Jesus Christ, even though he is praying for me today, that the prayer did not just start, but he's been praying for me for a long time. That Jesus started off praying for me even before he took his cross, even before he gave up the ghost on my behalf, even before he died for my sins. Jesus has been praying for me, and he's been praying for you, and I just thank God for the prayers of Jesus Christ. My God, somebody say there's power in prayer. there is power in prayer. And Jesus had just finished praying for the disciples. He had just finished praying for us. And he came in. He's in the garden. And here comes Judas with all of these men and these soldiers. And he comes into the garden, and John does not even make reference of the kiss that Judas gave Jesus. Judas came up to Jesus as it's talked about and told about in Matthew and Mark and Luke. And Judas came up to Jesus and kissed Jesus on the cheek. And Jesus said to Judas, "Do you betray me with a kiss?" But John doesn't even deal with that. John just goes straight to the point and deals with the betrayal. Somebody say betrayal. He deals with the betrayal of Judas against Jesus. Because remember, it was Judas who was one of the 12 who walked with Jesus, who journeyed with Jesus, who was taught of Jesus. It was Judas who witnessed the miracles and the power of Jesus that Jesus exhibited as he walked the earth for these 3.5 years of his ministry here on earth. And the Bible says that Judas knew where the garden was, because Judas was a part of the inner circle of Jesus. And even as I began to think and meditate on coming with the word, God began to tell me that there are some things in your life that are difficult for you to endure. There are some things in life that are difficult for you to even handle, but God wants you to know that he is using all of those things. My God, everything that you are encountering, the recession I talked about earlier, the lack, the difficulty in your relationships, these things and these hard times that you are encountering, I want you to be encouraged on today, and I want you to know that you are not going through anything for nothing. Everything that you're going through has a reason behind it. And the best way that God gave me to explain it to you is that he's using it. God is using these things for your good and for his glory. Remember, it was Joseph who went through being thrown into the pit, being sold into slavery, being sold over into Potiphar's house, being accused of rape by Potiphar's wife, being thrown into prison, being forgotten about by the baker and by the cup holder and the baker or the butler, my God, the candlestick maker or whatever, amen. But it was Joseph who went through so much on his journey to being put as second in charge of Egypt, where he was first sold into Egypt as a slave. You got to hear me on today. You have to hear me on today. But there was one thing that Joseph had working for him, and that was the vision that God had given him in a dream for his life. God had shown Joseph that his journey was going to end in victory. Now, God did not show Joseph everything that he had to go through. God just showed Joseph the end. But Joseph, on the way to the fulfillment of the dream, had to go through a lot of stuff. And at the end of the day, when it was all said and done, when his very brothers who had betrayed him and thrown them into the pit came to him begging for forgiveness, Joseph had to look at his brothers and say, "You know what? I just got an epiphany. I just got an epiphany right now. I just had a rhema moment where the word of God met up with my destiny, and God is showing me on today that what you meant for evil, he has turned that thing around for my good." My God. Joseph said, You meant it for evil. You did not like me. You could barely tolerate me. You threw me into the pit. You talked about me like a dog. But look at me now. What you meant for evil, God has turned that thing around for my good and his glory. but not only has he turned it around for my good, but look at all of the people that God has used me to save. To save the lives of so many people. God has used me to save the lives of so many people. So what am I saying? What I'm saying to you today is no matter where you're walking, no matter what you're walking through, no matter what you're going through, no matter how hard it is, no matter how much betrayal you have to face in your life, you have to recognize that it is for your good, that God is using this, that it's not for, it's not going to go to waste. Your trials, your tribulations, your hard times are not going to waste, but God is using them for his glory. And Jesus had to go through some betrayal. You know, Judas betrayed Jesus. It was funny. You know, I think about this. Think about this. I mean, really, as we look at this text, it says that Judas showed up with these men, with all of these men. And he said that the Bible says that Judas showed up with men. They had lanterns. They had torches. They had weapons. But guess who he was with? Judas showed up with a band of men and officers from the chief priests and Pharisees. And I said, my God, Judas, who had been in the inner circle of Jesus, showed up with the enemies of Jesus Christ. My God, my God. Can you imagine that somebody that you love and trust showing up on the coming against you on the side of your enemies? Oh, Lord, I know somebody's about to fall out of your chair right now, because so many of us have experienced that, where we have let people into our inner circle, and then those who were celebrating us start running around hating on us and hanging out with our haters. Let me tell you something. Bad company really does corrupt good character. My God, it hurts. It hurts when you have people that you love, and they start running around hanging out with people that hate you, and they know that these people hate you. My God, you know, you really have to be a big man or a big woman to stand up and not get bitter or resentful when this happens to you. It's like, you know, you almost want to shake the person and say, what are you thinking? Don't you know that these people are against me? Don't you know that they have no good thing in mind for me? Don't you know that these people don't like me? I don't know. I don't know about you, but I have experienced it, and I have had to shut my mouth and hold my peace and see the salvation of the Lord. See, Jesus knew that. I'm trying to wrap my mind around this. Even as I minister it, Jesus knew that Judas, hanging out with the Pharisees and the high priests and coming with their soldiers against him, was going to work out for his benefit. As a matter of fact, wow, when I think about this, God is saying, don't despise the fact that your friends or those people that say they love you are hanging out with your enemies. And even sometimes coming against you, because he is even going to use that for your benefit. God said in his word that he would make your enemies your footstool. Let me process this. God said he will make your enemies your footstool. That means that he will allow the tactics of your enemies. He will allow the warfare that comes from your enemies to elevate you into a higher place. In other words, he will use your enemies to boost you up into a higher position. And God says also that he will prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies, my God. So he will bless you right in front of your enemies. So sometimes your enemies have to come into your inner circle, and the only way sometimes they're going to get into your inner circle is if your friends bring them. Lord Jesus, hallelujah, my God. So don't get mad at your friends. Somebody say flow. Somebody say flow. Just flow with it. You know, just look at it, discern it, keep your spiritual guard up, but know that God is using this. God is using this peculiar situation for his glory. Amen. When I think about the fact that Jesus had to face betrayal by his friends, let me tell you something else. Even before Jesus got to this point, Jesus knew that Judas was going to betray him. Because when they were at the table at the Last Supper, Jesus told the 12 disciples, he says, I have chosen all 12 of you, but one of you is a devil. One of you is going to betray me. And they said, who is it, Jesus? Who is going to betray you? And Jesus said, the one that I give, the bread that I soak in the gravy, that's the one that's going to betray me. And he sopped that bread in the gravy and handed it over to Judas. And let me tell you something. The other 11 disciples were too blind to see. They could not even see what was happening. Jesus was showing them what was going to take place. And I want to tell you right now that you have to get your discernment up. You have to raise your level of discernment to be able to see what it is that God is showing you about the people that you are hanging out with. Everybody that is in your inner circle is not for you. Remember, Judas was not an enemy of Jesus. He was a friend. He was a friend of Jesus. And you have to get to a point where you only want to be around people that are going to celebrate you, not people who are tolerating you, not people who just want to put up with you. Why would you want to hang out with people that don't really want to be around you anyway? But they're around you for some other purpose. God only knows what. But they are really stifling you and prohibiting you from moving into the fullness of everything that God has for you. My God, I don't know about you, but I don't want to be in relationship with people who really don't want to be in relationship with me. My God, hallelujah, I don't mean no harm, but, you know, we have to get to the point where, come on, enough is enough. You know, enough of people telling you, I'm only here, because this is where the Lord will have me for this season. But you know what? You know, deep in my heart, I really don't want to be here. Come on now, give me a break. You know, we have to get to the point where we're not wasting our time. You know, if the Lord will have you to be a place, and God is telling you to be at a certain place and to be in relationship with somebody, then that relationship should be enjoyable. My God, that should be a relationship that is conducive to your growth. That should be a relationship that's conducive to the growth of the people that you're, or the person that you're in relationship with. Come on, time out. For spending time and wasting time with people who really don't appreciate you. My God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Now, I'm not saying that God's not going to have you work in ministry with people that you don't like or to minister to people that you would not hang out with, but I'm saying when it comes to your inner circle, you have to be discerning about who you're going to let in. And even sometimes, as you are discerning, just like Jesus, know that there will be people in your inner circle who will betray you. Judas did not start out with the motive to betray Jesus. Judas opened the door for the devil to come in. And so many times, people in your life, or you can even open the door for people to come in and get between God-ordained relationships. So you have to be very careful about what you let people say about people that you love. You have to be very careful about what you allow to come out of your own mouth about the people that you love. Let me just take it a step further. You have to be very careful about who you're hanging out with. My God, if you're hanging out with somebody that does not like somebody that you love, you have to really reconsider whether or not you want to continue to hang out with that person, especially if that person is opening their mouth against the person that you love, especially if that person is making little innuendos and trying to insinuate that the person that you love is not that really that great. You know, she's not all of that, or you know, they ain't all of that. You know, somebody might try to talk about me and Pastor Anthony. You know, you might love us, and somebody that you're friends with or you're hanging out with might say to you, you know what, I don't know what the big deal is about Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony. They're just everywhere. They're all over the internet. They think they can, well, who do they think they are? You know, they might say it and they might laugh it off, ha, ha, ha. But, you know, you better be careful. If we are blessing you, and, you know, if what we do is blessing you, then, you know, you need to tell them like Sweet Brown. You need to say, you know what, I'm not hearing it. I don't want to hear you say anything bad about Pastor Anthony or Pastor Rebecca. They have been a blessing in my life. You know, so as far as you putting your mouth on them, ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. You know, and I'm just using us as an example, but it could be anybody that is in your life that is being a blessing to you. God, the man of God, that is speaking life to you. God, the woman of God, that is speaking life to you. God, your pastor. Do not entertain an accusation against the people that God has sent in your life to be a blessing. Jesus challenged the disciples. He said to them when he told the people that they had to drink his blood and they had to eat his body. And so many people took offense at this, and they left Jesus. The multitudes left Jesus. And Jesus looked at the few that were remaining, and he said, are you leaving also? Will you leave me also? And they looked at Jesus and said, where are we going? Where are we going? I believe Peter was the spokesperson at this particular point. He said, where are we going? You have the very words of life for us. You have the very words of life for us. Why would we leave? And the Bible tells us to cleave to God because he is our life. And when somebody is speaking life to you, you want to cherish that person. You want to value that person. When someone is bringing benefit to your life, when somebody is helping you to move forth into your purpose, you want to make sure that you are honoring that person. When you love somebody and the relationship is blessing you, whether it doesn't have to be a preacher or a pastor, but if you love someone and that relationship is blessing you, a husband, a wife, a best friend, my God, a mother, a father, a child, you want to honor and cherish that relationship, my God. So betrayal comes in when we open the door for the devil to come in. John 10:10 says the thief comes but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. My God, that the devil is destroying relationships by using the spirit of betrayal. My God, hallelujah. So, but somebody say, God is using this. If you've been betrayed, I want to encourage you. God is using that betrayal. My God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then it's amazing how some things that are meant to destroy you will come to your house looking for you with your name on it. My God, some things that are sent for your destruction will come to your door, will come to your house looking for you with your name on it. It's amazing how they came. And Jesus said, who are you looking for? whom do you seek? And they said, Jesus of Nazareth. They said, Jesus of Nazareth. You know, it's amazing how they came to Jesus looking for him, and they knew his name, and that's how things will come to your house, the bills. My God, we know about those bills that come in the mailbox, a bad report from the doctor, bad news. You know, these things will come, and they will come with your name on it. There are some things that just seem to have your name on it. Because let me tell you something. The enemy knows your name. My God. But let me just say this. Everything that comes to you is not from the devil. My God. Hallelujah. Everything that comes that may be hard for you to handle is not from the devil. You know, some things are sent into our lives and allowed into our lives to condition us and to begin to develop us, to help us to get rid of some of the issues that we have, to get rid of some of the baggage that we have, to get rid of some of the mess in our lives, to help us to become better individuals. What are you saying, preacher? I'm just saying that you got some stuff with you, my God, that God is saying that you can't take to the next place. I'm just saying that there are some things in your life that have to be pruned off of your life in order for God to get the glory out of your life. I'm just saying, you know, that there are some attitudes and there are some behaviors that you have, yes, you, which are saying, sanctified, saved self, there are some behaviors and some attitudes that you have that got to be put at the altar. They just got to go, baby. That stuff, that bad attitude that you have, that bad temper that you have, that filthy mouth that you have, that sense of anxiety, that nervousness that you have, that fear that you have, it just got to go. That propensity to gossip, you know, that you have. If it's not you, you know, just leave it where it is. But I'm coming for you. You know, that spirit of anger that you have, that low self-esteem that you have. Hallelujah. That need that you have to satisfy your sexual needs. That flirtatious spirit that you have, and you know that you are somebody's husband or somebody's wife. Come on. That haughtiness that you have, that high-mindedness that you have, that you think you are holier than thou. Come on, and have I tapped on your door yet? That thing that you have not yet relinquished to God, that stubborn spirit, my God, that proud spirit, come on. Whatever it is that you have not relinquished to God, God is allowing the pressure to be turned up in your life so that you can drop it like it's hot, so that you can get rid of anything that is going to prohibit you from walking in the fullness of the glory of God. See, some of that stuff you can't take into his glory. Some of that stuff God can't get no glory out of. So you have to allow God to prune it from you. And if you don't allow God to prune it, God will strip it from you. He will strip it from you. You know, you'll feel like you're in the pressure cooker and you're pop rattling and rolling in that thing. And you're like, you're going to get to the point where you say, Jesus, I'm ready. I am ready to let this thing go. Amen. Hallelujah. God wants to take it from you because it's no good for you. Let me say it again. God wants to take it from you because it is no good for you. But let me hurry because I got to finish. I got to close. I forgot. I don't have an hour to minister to this. But some things will come to your door that are meant for your destruction. They are seemingly that this thing is meant for your destruction, and it will have your name for it. It will have your name on it. It will have your name on it. But guess what? Like I said, God is going to use that thing. My God. God can use anything. You know, the devil may bring it, but God will use it. Come on, somebody. Who am I talking to out there? You know, yeah, the devil is busy, but God is busier. My God, the devil has power, but God has more power. The devil will come against you, but God is for you. And if God be for you, my God, hallelujah, that's more than the whole world against you. No matter what it is, know that God is using this thing that's this thorn in your side, this thing that's so hard for you to handle, this thing that won't seem to go away. God is using it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you know, it's amazing. Jesus said, I am he. And it says they fell back and they fell to the ground. And that explains the phenomenon of being slain in the spirit. You know, these men were slain in the spirit in the garden. They fell back and fell to the ground. And people want to know, why do people fall back and fall to the ground? Because there is an anointing that will knock you off of your feet. There is an anointing that will destroy every yoke. There is an anointing that will knock the devil to the ground. My God, and my God, hallelujah. There is an anointing that will knock you off of your feet. And when you get back up, you will not get up the same. My God, you're coming up different. And Jesus began to speak. He said, I am he. And it was the anointing in his voice, my God, that began to slay these men out in the spirit. I don't know what they were thinking about, but they got back up and began to apprehend Jesus. I believe that God released them, my God, to allow them to apprehend and arrest Jesus, because it was a part of God's magnificent plan that Jesus go to the cross. And you might say, well, you know, there's power in the name of Jesus. Well, these guys said they were looking for Jesus of Nazareth, but they did not say they were looking for Jesus Christ, Jesus the anointed one, because they didn't have a clue as to who they were really talking to. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when they said Jesus of Nazareth, it had no power because they did not speak with a full realization of who they were talking about. But when the words came forth from the mouth of Jesus Christ, they came forth with the power. They came forth with the anointing. And that's what I'm saying, that the words, the right words in the right mouth can manifest the right amount of power. See, there are words that you can put in your mouth, and as you speak forth those words with anointing, they will manifest what you say. My God, they will manifest power. You have been given authority by Jesus Christ. I wish I had an hour to teach you that, but you got to catch that thing in the spirit. The words that you speak out of your mouth, they are life, and they have power. My God, the words that you speak out of your mouth, they are life, and they have power. Stand up and speak to your situation. Stand up and say, I am anointed. Stand up and say, I am a child of the Most High God. Stand up and say, I am healed. Stand up and say, I am wonderfully and fearfully made. Stand up and say, I am what God has said I am. Stand up and say, I am in the middle of a situation, but I am coming up out of this. Because God is using this, the right words in the right mouth with the right amount of anointing will manifest power. My God, the right words in the right mouth with the right amount of anointing will manifest power. Hallelujah. I want you to know that you got to speak life, my God, hallelujah, into your situation, hallelujah. And Jesus finally said, as Peter picked up his sword and cut off the ear of one of the soldiers, Jesus said, hallelujah, Peter, put up your sword. He says, who am I that I will not drink this cup that has been given to me by my Father? My God, my God, can you handle the cup? Can you handle the cup that has been given to you by our Father? God is saying to you that it's time for you to pick up the cup and drink up. Now, that cup might have blessings in it, but it also has adversity in it. And you have to stand up in the face of adversity and say, I can drink of this cup. God said that he will not put more on you than you can handle. And just when you think that you have had enough, God lets us know that he has already provided a way out. I'm telling you, the devil sent this thing for your demise. He sent it for your destruction. But God is using this for his glory. God is using this to develop you into the man of God. God is using this to develop you into the woman of God. God is using this to develop you into the vessel of honor that he has created you to be. It is not for nothing. You're not going through what you're going through in vain. God is going to take this thing with the devil meant for evil and turn it around. God is the God of the turnaround. He's Jehovah Shandu, the Lord of the turnaround. God is turning things around. Even as I speak prophetically, God is turning around that bad marriage. God is turning around those children that are misbehaving. God is turning it around. He's turning around that financial situation because you have proven yourself faithful, because you have stood up in the face of adversity, because you have refused to bow, because you have stood on the solid rock of Jesus Christ, because you have declared out of your mouth, on Christ the solid rock I stand, all of the ground is sinking sand, because you have determined in your heart that you will not look back, that you will not go back, that you will not give up, that you will not go under. The enemies have come against you. Your friends have turned against you. Your friends are running with your enemies. Oh, God, but that's okay. God's going to use this. The bills are coming to your house and bad news knocking on your door. But that's okay because God is using it. The cup of adversity is bitter. It's like, I don't know if I can drink this thing. Now, it doesn't taste good. It doesn't feel good. But that's okay because God is using this. People talking about you like a dog. They're turning their backs on you. Multitudes are walking away from you. But that's okay. God is using it. The pressure is, oh my God, intensifying. But that's okay. You can handle it, baby, because God is using it. What God meant for you is for you. I said what God has for you is for you. Your blessings are coming. The windows of heaven are open. If you refuse to give up, if you refuse to quit, you shall get to that destined, that destined place. You shall get your blessings. The bills are going to be paid. I want you to relax and let it go. Give it over to God. He can handle it. It's not too heavy for him. Cast your cares and your burdens on the Lord. Let him carry it. Worry won't get you a thing. My God, give it to God. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you. I got to go. I got to close right now, but I'm here to tell you that it's going to be all right. I said everything is going to be all right because God, whatever this is, whatever your this is, God is using this for your good and his glory. In Jesus' name, you're coming out. Go ahead and say, I'm coming out. Hallelujah. My God, hallelujah, hallelujah. My God, I could have kept preaching that, Pastor Anthony. That was getting good to me. My God, hallelujah, but we got to let it go. My God, we have 5 minutes, Pastor Emily. I'm going to hand it back over to you. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, I'm telling you, whatever this is, God is using this. My God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, the part that we got, hallelujah, was adequate. I believe that the people of God received what God wanted to say to us today. We received through Jesus' life the betrayal, Pastor, that was so powerful. You pulled out some real truths out of that scripture. How sometimes we think there's something that the world says we got to be in bed with certain people to get to certain places. And we network and sometimes connect with the wrong folk. And sometimes we wonder why we're not as far as we can be or should be. And what you said was that Jesus was one of the 12 who betrayed him. And Pastor, you know, at the end of Judas' life, he tried to get the 30 pieces of silver back. And the Bible says he had so much regret that he hung himself. And your word is so prophetic that sometimes the enemy comes in and deceives the people of God. and we just get off track sometimes. And
yes.
You pointed out so many truths that the people that we love, we walk in love, the people that we sometimes thought was for us, those are the very ones that sometimes the enemy can get a hold of and they can come against us. So,
yes.
Pastor, I want you to pray very quickly that God will protect our hearts, our minds, and our spirits, that the enemy won't deceive us and trick us to come against those who we know we should be connected to.
Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you and we magnify your name. We thank you, Lord, for your word, your rhema word on today, God. And thank you for ministering to our hearts, Lord. I thank you for ministering to the hearts of your people on today, Father God, pertaining to betrayal and bad news and the bitterness of the cup that we will have to drink while we go through life, oh God. Lord, I ask, Father God, that you will minister to each and every person who's been betrayed by someone that they love, God. I speak healing over their lives right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask that you will continue, Father God, to let your balm of Gilead, Father God, cover the wounds, Father God, even the open sores, Father God, that have been created in the hearts of your people as a result of betrayal, Father God. Help us to forgive, Father God, those who have, Father God, trespassed against us, even as you have forgiven us, God. We thank you, Lord, Father God, for divine healing taking place even now, Father God, on this, Father God, in this sanctuary and even over the archives, Father God, that we don't hold art in our hearts against people that have hurt us, knowing that you're using this, Father God, for your benefit. So help us to be like Joseph and help us to be like Jesus, to have a heart that forgives, Father God, knowing that what the devil meant for harm, oh God, that you are turning everything around for our good. And Lord, help us not to let the devil get in, Father God, to impact our hearts, Father God, so that we come against people that you have connected us with divinely, Father God, so that they can help us to propel us into divine purpose, God. Help us, Father God, not to be used of the devil to hurt those that love us, oh God. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, and help us, Father God, hallelujah, to tolerate bad news and to begin to speak, Father God, with words of authority, Father God, against bad news, to know that we can apprehend, Father God, anything that comes our ways with the anointing, Father God, that destroys every yoke, Father God, and help us to continue to drink of adversity, Father God, as well as the blessings that you have bestowed upon us, God. Help each and every person, Father God, to shed the weight and to shed all of the characteristics and attitudes and behaviors that are not conducive to your will for their lives and are holding them back from moving forward into the fullness of everything that you have created them to be, do, and have. So, Lord, I thank you for each and every person under the sound of my voice, and I thank you that this prayer is powerful and effective as it touches heaven. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, people of God, before we close, guard your heart and your mind and your soul. Meet us tonight at New Creation. We'll be in our midweek service. God has been moving in a powerful way. We are now streaming, so look at our website and get that information. We have people viewing from all over this country, and it is a blessing. So meet us tonight. Pastor, thank you for that word. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. And don't forget, if you're not saved, that you can be saved on today. You need to know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, and you can do that by confessing, I am a sinner. Lord, forgive me of my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ came and lived and died for me so that I could be free. And I receive forgiveness on today, and I declare that I am saved. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, you are saved. Contact us and we will lead you on your walk with Christ. Don't forget to be a blessing to this ministry. This is good ground. Sow into this ground. Send a seed, a financial seed, to New Creation Christian Ministries, 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey. Or you can go over to our website to do so, nccmonline.org. Or you can also meet me on Facebook, Pastor Rebecca Simmons. Like our page on Facebook, New Creation Christian Ministries. Our streaming channel is ustream.tv/channel/nccm-the-kingdom-church. Amen. And you can see us streaming. We'll be streaming tonight. Meet us tonight at 7:30 p.m. over 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey. We will also be streaming. Pastor Anthony and I are looking forward, amen, to the great things that God is doing in your life. Send us your testimonies, amen, and let us know everything that God is doing for you. And again, if you just got saved today, contact me so we can help you in your walk. Amen. God bless you. Amen. We're going to play a song. Amen. Hallelujah. And we just say go in peace and serve the Lord, knowing that God loves you and so do we. Amen. Remember, whatever you're going through, no matter what your this is, God is using this. Amen. Hallelujah.
The Bible declares that he has raised us up together and has made us sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Say, oh! That y'all, but I'm telling you that I'm walking in the realm.